Kristen Wiig is your Cheetah in Wonder Woman 2. Nicolas Cage is sort of going to be Superman. And Ava DuVernay has caused a wrinkle in the DC film universe. Today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the great hall of the Justice League.
I have to be 6 inches away because I just painted my nails.
Oh, good.
From the cosmic legends of the universe.
I'm just excited to be a part of it.
It's so weird to hear that almost the same intro that I'm used to hearing every week. Right. Like, it's like four words different.
And you're like, did I stumble into the wrong set?
Have I...
What day is it?
Who am I?
What we've done is, like, while other bits that we do get consistently smoothed out and refined, like, we've maintained the awkwardness of that beginning and made no attempt to, like, what are we doing? What are we saying? Are we going to do it? And I think every time I decide, like, yeah, I don't want to do that, and then we do it every time.
Do you think
it's
part of what makes us lovable or no?
I mean, it's definitely a big part of our charm. I think it's most of the reason.
We are endearing for this reason. That's what you guys all say to us. You say the intro is the best part. Nobody's ever said that.
People put you aside in the street. Like, nope. I like that thing where you awkwardly hold your fist out for 10 seconds.
That's it. And, like, don't even touch. But I wanted to explain that I didn't want to not touch you guys because of any other reasons other than my nails.
I love your Supergirl-esque kind of shirt.
Thank you.
I like that you're rocking the colors without the logo kind of thing.
It feels right.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you noticing.
Hey, guys, do not adjust your... monitors, do not refresh your internets. You're watching DC Movie News. I'm Adam Gertler. I'm here for the first time in a while. Also, you might be used to seeing this guy talking about, you know, the other comic book company in their movies. He's Quadandro. Here he is.
So excited to be here. I've been reading so much DC that my head is in a DC space that I wanted to, like, partake in this madness.
Because
it's a beautiful time, man. Like, Tom King's Batman is changing my life.
It's so good.
It's, like, so much so that I've been, like, looking at DC news as much as Marvel news, and I feel involved, and I feel like the community is, like, starting to slowly, like, acknowledge each other in a less, like, eyebrowsy way.
Well, I like what you're putting down.
I'm trying to, like, my goal, if I can die at 100 having brought the Bloods and Crips that are Marvel and DC together, if I can do that one thing, I will die a happy man.
Well, I think the internet wants to do that.
I want it so bad.
Would you say that, like, DC does better in the comics overall than Marvel does, even if Marvel does better in the movies overall than
I'd
DC
say,
does?
I'm gonna give DC,
I mean, being very general.
I'm gonna give a hard victory to DC's animated, like, period. Like, without even, like, a caveat. No, like,
sure.
DC. And then I'm going to give them serialized TV on network TV as well. And I'm going to give Marvel movies and Netflix.
I asked you about comics.
I know you didn't. And
you're avoiding
like a politician.
The question.
I did. Okay. I dip-dived and dodged.
It goes back and forth. I mean, but now that we have Bendis, I know how much of a fan you are of the Bendis run.
I'm a giant Bendis fan. I'm a huge Morrison fan. I'm a giant Tom King fan now. Like, Tom King... So, my thing is Ultimate Spider-Man in 2000 brought me back into collecting comics in a major way. Like,
right.
I had been collecting just Spider-Man and X-Men. Bendis showed me, like, everything. And Tom King's Batman is as good to me as Bendis' Spider-Man. So, I'm having this, like, crisis of worlds.
Do you feel like it has to do with where you are in your life?
I feel like it's where I feel like every hero has to do with where someone is in their life. Like, I have this thing where I say that you either die a Spider-Man or live long enough to see yourself become a Deadpool. And I think that as a human being, like, there's two ways we use humor, right? We either use humor as a protective layer for others, or we use it a protective layer for ourselves. And I think that Spider-Man uses it to protect himself when he gets nervous, he keeps unsteady. Whereas I think Deadpool doesn't get enough credit for using it to keep other people calm. He wears a mask not for himself, he wears it so some people don't see his face and get grossed out. Like, Deadpool has a protective layer. So Deadpool's
so
almost, like, beyond that.
But,
so I think it's a magical.
But last thing before we move on, guys, we are here to talk about DC. This is the DC. I just want to say, Bendis, do you feel like he more than any other writer is, like, responsible for the tone of the Marvel movies? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Right?
He even wrote the Avengers Initiative scene that Samuel Jackson, like, that star. He wrote that
scene. And now
scene.
He's writing a Marvel movie, isn't he?
Isn't
he writing a script for
him? Yeah, he's writing as we speak.
Because it's like, these comic book writers, I don't know if you guys know, they don't get paid that much money.
No, you sell
a Hollywood script, you get $5 million.
Congrats.
I don't know if it's the same for the comic book scripts, because it seems like they get, like...
Well, whether they use writers. It or not, yeah. He probably gets
and
a good
monthly,
amount.
It's
but if you're the writer of record, you get that sweet cash. Shola.
So I hope Bendis get that $5 million because he's underutilized.
Because he deserves it.
He shaped the MCU by way of the Ultimate Universe, which is what they're basing it off of. Samuel Jackson literally was drawn that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he needs more.
It's kind of weird. Also joining us, wearing the sort of Supergirl-esque garb, your Rock, the crown jewel of DC movie news, she's Roxy Stryer.
She's Roxy Stryer.
She brings her
she's
own theme song.
I love the jam.
It's a good one.
How you doing, Roxy?
I'm good. I really missed you. And you've been gone in good places.
Yeah.
Or in dark places. We don't know.
Both. Good and dark places. I can't wait to talk about what I've been doing. But I will say, I was in a lot of isolation. I did get to read a lot of comic books.
That's excellent.
I got to read like actual physical comic
books.
There
were a lot of texts that didn't get responses. Yeah. I'll just throw that out there.
I've heard about that. Even vicariously.
I felt like you might not love us anymore, but now I know you do.
I was in a place where I was not able to have internet using things.
Right.
That's all I can say right now. Hopefully within the next couple weeks I can talk about where I was, what I was doing. It's very exciting stuff.
Where you got that awesome haircut.
The haircut is like, that's new.
Brand new.
Because that is to represent, like, I feel much like Thor was in the new movie, like Spartacus, when he loses in the Circus Maximus, and then it has to go to the pit. You know, like, I feel like I'm in the pit. You know what I'm saying?
Did you have to clear that with FX?
With this?
Yeah.
Good question. No, I did not clear anything.
Did he? No. Should he have? We'll find out next week. Who knows?
At 40 years old, I'm rebelling against my parents.
Rage against
I'm gonna
the
cut
machine.
My hair how I want to. I might even get a tattoo on the back of my knee.
There's neons under his Civic right now.
But also joining us for the first time in almost a year.
Yep, wow. About a year.
You might know him from Cinelux, is it?
Cinelinks.com.
I like to call him the Jersey Jackass, because why wouldn't you want to say that? He's BC, and he's back.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be back. I'm so happy to be here. It's been a while.
BC is kind of just like the word back, too.
Yeah, it's basically.
Like he's BC back. I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Hey, also, you know what? I liked it. It's good.
The live chat, I want to point out, they brought up that not every screenwriter, most screenwriters don't get $5 million. We were just throwing a number out. All you aspiring screenwriters out there, do not expect that first script to be
I've heard that.
What? Really? I was pretty sure that, you know, you write a script, right? It's $5
million. It's a really good week for you guys to be joining us, because sometimes we have legitimately no news. We're in a very dark place right now. Yeah. And sometimes we have a crap ton. And this week, I feel like we got rained on, but not in bad rain, good rain. I like rain.
Well, if we live in California, all the rain is good.
We need
right?
the rain.
And it's been raining this week in California.
That's what I was told. I heard it didn't rain. I was worried about flying in because of the rain.
Oh, no. You're
fine. And now, so you're in town. How long are you in town for?
Literally a day.
Oh, great.
I'm literally going back to Dallas tomorrow.
Thank you so much for making some time. Yeah. Let's link up when I'm in Dallas a couple weeks for that doghouse thing.
Oh, yeah, dude it is so good.
Can I come?
If you're going to be in Dallas.
All right.
Come on.
So, guys, let's talk about the freshy scoop, the hot drop, that which I was just told about when I walked in here to do this very show, and that is she of A Wrinkle in Time, Ava DuVernay, is going to be directing the New Gods film, which, A, nobody was talking about a New Gods film as far as I know.
No.
B, this is the woman who turned down Black Panther, which is a modest success, I think you would say. It did okay. Black Panther did okay. So Ava DuVernay did A Wrinkle in Time, which opens and kind of got cannibalized by Disney's own success in a way. But also, what I'm hearing is that it's a very, like, younger aiming film. That's what I'm hearing. It's like, not that it's a bad film, it's just a very young film. It's for a younger audience, and it's a little wacky. Anyway, the point is, people want people of color represented, they want women represented, and Ava DuVernay is one of those names that has been bandied about, and I thought she wanted nothing to do with superhero films, and now we're here with this. I turn it over to the panel.
She is a Hollywood it girl right now. This is why she is being asked to do every award show, announce everything. Her name is so hot in Hollywood right now that if you touch it, you're on fire. So I'm not surprised that DC wants her in their rep. That being said, I feel like DC has lost its goddamn mind. Not because of picking her, but it's just like, why are we still announcing films? Why are we continuing to announce new films? Like, get your together, man. Work on the ones we have. Make them successes. Figure out how
Wait, Roxy. Just to counterpoint you a little bit, we know we have a film called Aquaman in post-production.
Yeah.
We know we have a film called Shazam
that's
shooting
it.
Right now.
We that know Shay we have, guy's a real hoot.
We know we have a Wonder Woman 2 set to start shooting right away, also for 2019, uh-huh. right? So
you got your flash directors.
We have the flash directors, which we're going to talk about too. So I feel like this is DC having slowed down. They've kind of abandoned the own.
Okay, we've also talked about Suicide Squad 2, the Batman,
Nightwing.
Batman, Batgirl, Nightwing,
Joker movie, Joker movie,
Gotham
7,
City
Joker.
Sirens.
Oh yeah, it's Scorsese Joker.
16 Joker films. Like,
that's my question.
What? Like I can't even. I do a show every single week called DC Movie News, and I cannot mother effing keep up.
I've heard of that show.
I can't do it. Like, this might be amazing. This might be amazing. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying I don't love her. And I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve this film. And I'm not saying that we don't need this film. I'm just saying I can't. There's so many balls in the air. I don't know which ball to focus on. And that's a problem when there's too many balls. Nobody likes too many balls.
Yeah. It's
true. Too many balls. It's really out of nowhere, too, because if you think you're going to bring her in, why not put her onto the Batgirl film that we've been talking about? Why throw in New Gods that's out of left field that we never even... I didn't know there was anything about New Gods coming. Like, why?
Okay. Like, Alex John's in the chat. Stop bitching. What do you want me to do? Those are my thoughts. This is DC Movie News, and I'm one of the co-hosts.
It is interesting that it's not a Batgirl, and that it is this... I mean, New Gods feels like it's going to be a big film, right?
I'm in a different camp where I didn't understand the move of going New Gods until she was attached to it. So like the sentence went, oh, Ava DuVernay, and then I was like, oh, New Gods. And then like by the period I was like, oh wait, to me this is her getting her own corner of the universe a la James Gunn. This is James Gunn hasn't really had to interact with Marvel on purpose because James Gunn makes James Gunn movies amazingly. I feel like Ava DuVernay didn't want to make Black Panther as part of the thing, so she gets New Gods because like Bendis, DC's like, hey, you want some more money, more freedom? Come over here.
But when did James Gunn get his own corner? After there was already success.
A very established.
Like, we already were going in a great direction. DC right now, let's be honest, we're hurting. Regardless of my opinion of Justice League, regardless of how I feel about the movies, DC is on the struggle bus.
Well, it's the third or fourth reiteration. So I don't know which one we're on right now. I don't know if we're in a positive uptake. BC, what do you think?
I think it's more of like the seventh iteration here because we still don't know what's happening with the Batman. Like Koi said, we don't know where a Man of Steel 2 is. Suicide Squad 2 is allegedly coming. The Rock is Black Adam, but is there going to be a Black Adam movie? We don't really know.
Well, he's not going to be in Shazam, so...
Is there going to be a Nightwing movie? Now there's not.
Not for some time.
Yeah, now there's not going to be a Nightwing movie. Batgirl's not coming. Now New Gods is coming, and we have a director.
Like, I feel like they're just like, they're throwing a lot of things at once, and it's convoluted with TV versus film, and it's hard for the everyday viewer. Like, we all know our comics. We all know these properties. Can you imagine being like an everyday film goer going like, what's a New Gods?
Yeah.
And like, what's a Shazam? Even Shazam, like, that's a whoa.
Yeah.
Now, if the people at DC who have, they have publicly said that they're going to be less concerned about interconnectivity and more concerned about whatever film is ready to go, and when the filmmaker and the script match, that's what they're going to put into production. So from that point of view, I think this could be a good thing because, you know, this is a if this is announced today, this might not go into pre-production for a year.
What did this conversation sound like? Did she approach them and they said, you can pick anything, and she picked New Gods? Did they say to her, we are doing New Gods, will you get on board? Like, I just don't understand how this even... Whose idea was this? Who pitched who?
I feel like she went into a meeting with DC, they offered her something, and then she was like, No Gods. Like, I think she went in with
if
her back pocket.
New Gods, and I'm really impressed with
that. Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying.
Because I feel like she wants her own pocket.
Because I know... comics to a point. I didn't read comics growing up or anything. So when Guardians came out, I had no idea what the Guardians of the Galaxy were. I had to go look up them. New Gods, I had to look it up today when I'm like, okay, I kind of get what it is. I see Darkseid, Apocalypse, where he all fits in. So if she goes in there and she's like, yeah, this is the one I want to do, that it seems out of left field for me for you to go in there and pull out New Gods but turn down Black Panther.
I feel like this is going to be the new phase is going to be reshaping. We've talked about reshaping DC before. We've talked about like everything kind of changing and like the heads changing. And Booster Gold, which we're going to talk about later, I think is a very, very big move. And I never thought Booster Gold to be their Superman. But I feel like it's a big move on their part to like restructure. This might be the other side of that. Like after Infinity War, the first two movies are Spider-Man and Guardians. I feel like after a big thing, we need to have a grounded superhero.
What do you mean
big one.
Spider-Man and Guardians after Infinity War?
After Infinity War 4, the first movies
after 4.
Yeah, the first movies after that phase
Second Spider-Man.
Are Homecoming 2 and Guardians 3. history. Okay, so I think it's a smart move on Marvel's part to have a really grounded hero and a really cosmic hero. I think DC could have a really grounded Booster Gold, really big, and then they could start rebuilding from there.
This is big world building, and I can see this is a logical step for me to go from Wrinkle in Time to this. Now, Wrinkle in Time, whatever you think aside, I haven't seen it, but I've heard some of the CG is wonky and whatever, but it does seem like a logical step to go from, like, what, Selma to Wrinkle to New Gods. I mean, there is a weird
escalation.
Way that yeah, well, there's also, I mean, obviously, there's a huge political drama that's going on between Apocalypse and New Genesis.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's, it's a way to get, this could be a very metaphorical film in the way that Black Panther was. Using sci-fi, which is a great, you know, venue for metaphor without hitting people over the head with messages and things like that. So I wonder if any of those things attracted her to it. And it could be that not wanting to work in the Kevin Feige program. Which...
Well, going back to 2015, I'm looking at, because I remember her turning it down, but I didn't remember exactly why. Here's her quote about why she turned it down at the time. She said, "For me, it was a process of trying to figure out, are these people I want to get in bed with? Because it's really a marriage. And for this, it would be 3 years. It'd be 3 years of not doing other things that are important to me. So it was a question of, is this important enough for me to do it?" And she talks about, like, the creative differences and whether or not she would have had autonomy over what she decided to do. So for her to be saying that she's doing New Gods now, DC must have said, run. Here you go. Run.
Well, that's what they said that they were going to be doing. Although, that's kind of what they let Zack Snyder do, too, and that's why... it's just kind of interesting.
And arguably, that's what they let Ryan Coogler do with Black Panther. That was a film of its own. Like,
well,
that
Marvel
movie, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that they didn't... She was saying she didn't want to be too married to this thing, and I feel like with Black Panther, they let Ryan Coogler...
Yes, but let him make his things is still being part of the Marvel team.
It's still tied in.
The effects, the build, I mean...
Below the line, the whole team.
It's still part of that system, and, like, that's what's so great about that
and
system.
And you never know
how to
such
operate.
An oiled
if
machine.
Your vision matches with them, they are getting what they want. Maybe her vision didn't quite match, and so maybe that's where there Could were be. Differences. Yeah. I'm not sure.
The internet, the live chat keeps mentioning Green Lantern Corps, which I do agree is also on the docket.
Well, I guess
forgot about that one.
That's the other big question is, like, if you introduce the New Gods, you teased it with Justice League, are you going to write off this Justice League movie? I mean, there's still the rumors of complete rebooting going on out there. I don't know. I agree with you, but I don't know how you can build on the foundation of Justice League. It's such a rotted wooden board in the foundation that they're building. It's supposed to be a tent pole, right? And imagine if the whole frame was rotted. I don't know how you can go on building from this.
You don't build on that. You kind of move forward and you build on Aquaman. You build on Wonder Woman. Hopefully, maybe you build on Shazam coming up. I'm in the group. I actually really enjoyed Justice League, and I had a lot of fun with it.
I did too.
Can I tell there were some mistakes there? Yeah, but you know, like, it kind of happens with every film, and I have fun watching it every single time. I love the Flash's character. Mm-hmm. I think they can just take it and move in different directions with what they have.
So speaking of building on Wonder Woman, because we're still on the first story, we got to get through.
Okay, so we have news about Wonder Woman's sequel, and we have hard and fast news announcements from everyone. Kristen Wiig is in as the Cheetah. I know you said this is like old news at this point because it came out like Thursday or Friday
or
whatever.
And last week we talked about it on air, not about her being cast, but about rumors of her being cast. And then very shortly after it was confirmed, we talked about last week how while she wouldn't have necessarily have been our first pick, we think she could be an interesting choice. And I'd love to hear what you guys think about Kristen Wiig as Cheetah.
Well, I'm so excited about Wonder Woman 2. I think a lot of times the sequels, the number twos, are better than the first one. I think Wonder Woman 2 can potentially be better than the first one because they've established the world. They know what they were criticized for, which could have been better. You know, like the villain, the third act, and it sounds like this means that the villain is, now that we've established who Diana is, we can create a great story about a villain. I've heard some people bandy about the idea that she's going to be a friend of Diana, and then, you know, something goes awry. I don't know. It's just so out there casting, and one that I never would have guessed it. That's what makes me excited about it, because Patty Jenkins knows a damn hell of a lot more about casting great actors than I do. She cast Charlize Theron in Monster in a role that doesn't play to what you'd think Charlize Theron is known for, mainly being a spec specimen of like perfection. Yeah. And so she puts her in all this like hideous makeup and has her play this horrible tormented character.
But I do think
character.
A lot of people were hoping that Charlize would be able to be Cheetah because of that. So let's just trust in Patty Jenkins
that
she
sees
in.
What people think is like dumb a lot of the times. You know, like, you know people, then we would have movies made by a committee and they'd really suck.
Well, I think
so
that that does happen, but I mean,
it does.
And it shows.
Well, and that's why they suck, right?
Yeah, I mean, like Transformers 5. But I think the cool thing about Kristen Wiig for me is that I think that really, really good comedic actors are incredible dramatic actors, like your Robin Williams, your Jim Carrey's, and when she's gotten the chance to be a dramatic actress, like Welcome to Me and Skeleton Key and like Skeleton Twin,
Skeleton Twins,
like she's shown really,
and
really
in the Martian,
strong
someone.
Yeah, she's a really good actress, and I think that having a level of comedy behind you really allows for you to do some of the lines that come out of the superhero movies' mouths. Like you have to be able to ground a lot of weird stuff, and SNL trained her for that.
It's very interesting, but it's just when I look at her, I don't think ferocious and violent, which is what I think of when I think of Cheetah.
But do you think crazy a little?
Maybe a little. I mean, I could see it in there. I've never really been the biggest fan of Kristen Wiig. But at the exact same time, Wonder Woman was so incredible. Mm-hmm. And I trust this team so much that going forward, I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt, even if I'm a little shaky on whether or not I think it's going to be put off. Because, you know, I don't know what the vision is. I don't know what she actually wants for this character, given the first live screen appearance of it. What I know from Cheetah is from, you know, Injustice, like the video game.
Yeah.
So
what I agree with you about, I think, is that, like, the reason I disconnected from the fight at the end of Wonder Woman is because you had the CG thing, right?
Yes.
And this is kind of the problem I had with Black Panther, too. Like, the best fights in Black Panther are at the falls. Yeah. And then in the climactic fight, we have two animated characters fighting each other. And there's for me, maybe it's because I'm old as shit, but there's always a disconnect at that point when I'm just watching video game versus video game.
You're young and hip. Look at your hair.
I know, clearly. So I hope, and then to put it to, you know, when you see the action, like a Winter Soldier or something like that,
so
when you see
visceral.
The eyes and the
a
people connecting.
Versus CGI.
Like that's what I'm hoping. Like, yeah. I don't want Cheetah to be like, become a complete CG morphification. Like, I want to see actual people fighting.
A Jurassic Park versus, like, Jurassic Park 3. Like, you know, with the way they've devolved into CGI in that franchise. Like, you watch Jurassic Park today, still looks better than Jurassic Park 3. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Like, you know what I mean? Because they're real,
they're
impressionable
ones. And also, I'm still unclear about Diana's power set. Like, does she have to block every bullet with the thing? Like, what happens when she takes a bullet?
Yeah.
She blocks every freaking bullet that's ever been fired at her.
I think we'll find out the
next happens when she catches.
And also,
one
when
leg.
She does this, what is actually happening?
I need the power.
It's still a little unclear.
Did you guys used to get like those official handbooks of the Marvel Universe? I'm a guy that knows that Wolverine is 5'4" and weighs 250 and can list 3 to 5 tons. Like,
very important.
I need to know those things.
Yeah,
Green Hulk.
Spell this out for me, Mister Fix It. Can speak how well?
Yes.
Tell me
and
exactly.
I think DC had them too, right? Didn't DC have that?
Oh yeah, they had bigger guides though. Like Marvel had them like monthly, and they had different stuff like that. It was like a Book of the Dead, and they had like different specificities. DC had these chronologies that came out.
Yeah, I need them to break down Wonder Woman's powers for me, just because I'm
That'd
a
be
nerd.
Cool, actually, a film universe canon set. Like, the actual, like, give us the rules.
Yeah. This person
do
this.
They will not
do
that because
they
don't
know.
They don't
know. Yeah. The structure of, like, we messed that up in print.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, Iron Man punching Captain America in the face. That really works out, according to the official handbook of the Marvel, 80 times, 600
that's a lot
pounds.
Of pressure, he's a guy.
Anyway, another piece of exciting. Are we done? Are we good? Does everybody feel good about it?
Yeah, move on. We got to go.
Okay, so this is exciting news for a lot of people that saw John Schnapp's film.
Death of Superman Lives What Happened.
Right? And the rumored Tim Burton, Nick Cage Superman thing. It's happening. This is when DC is the best to me, when they do this kind of stuff, right? And Nick Cage is going to voice Superman and Teen Titans Go, which I love the trailers for. I've only watched some of the show, but I love the trailers, and he's getting to play. Like,
that's perfect.
This is the inside baseball that is DC when it's fun.
I'm
right?
surprised that he's doing this because he did seem very bitter for so long, even in recent interviews that we've had. So I'm happy for him if he's happy, and I think that this is awesome. I can't wait to hear him. But at the same time, it did kind of surprise me.
So did Tim Burton, right? Seemed bitter about it. Like, they all seemed bitter about it. Like, you think, like, oh, well, these guys got paid.
I don't blame
paid.
Them for being bad.
Yeah, he got paid millions of dollars to not be Superman, but the dude wanted to be Superman.
He named his son Cal. Yeah. Like, there's money, and then there's naming your son
Cal.
And already having Nick Cage money. Like,
exactly.
When you're bidding for a dinosaur skull opposite Leo DiCaprio, and then the tax man calls, you're not worried about a couple million dollars.
I gotta have that dinosaur skull. I gotta have
this really happened. Look it up. It's terrifying.
And that's these actors too. These series don't get rebooted that much, so it's like if you're not cast as Superman or Batman when you're cast, you're never getting cast again.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you'll be out of the age bracket.
So he got this, and Teen Titans. The movie's gonna be great. The show, especially the last iteration, is so right.
They made fun of Wonder Woman so great. They had them all dressing up as Wonder Woman in the trailer for Teen Titans Go. It's like they're so self-aware in the movies.
Are they going to end up putting this on the streaming service or no? Because it's going to be in the movie, so you
Is this the movie or is this the show that he's voicing?
The movie's going to be in theaters, but it will end up on the streaming service. You think so? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think Warner Brothers...
I'm so confused on what the streaming service holds.
It's going to be their movies and stuff, too. I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to put movies like this.
Let us just to know.
It's cable again. We're just getting every studio has another network. You can buy it all.
I just want to see that sort of like... This is when DC feels like the comic book company, right? Like, Marvel in their movies does a great job of making it feel like Marvel, which when you're reading it, it's the letters from the editor, it's the soapbox, it's that kind of stuff that makes you feel like you're in the club.
Yeah.
When DC casts John Wesley Shipp as, you know, the Flash's dad, when they, you know, when they bring back all their actors and play, like,
Linda
they're winking
Carter
at us.
As the president.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I love. And we have yet to see the cinematic side of things be playing ball, and I'm hoping that with Shazam, that feels like that could be changing, that sense of whimsy, because these are comic books. And I think part of the reason that DC gets a bad rap is that they've tried to play so many of these films immutably serious, which is harder to pull off when you're not winking.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's harder to be like the guy in tights and the cape if I'm not winking at you every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Have you seen Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yeah.
Yes.
Henry Cavill is such a good Clark Kent in that. Like, when they let Henry Cavill, like, go, that's such a fun guy.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm really excited for MI6. I'm really excited for post-Justice League.
Me too. Because I loved him as Superman in Justice League. At the end there where he got to
Justice League,
be
I can't
fun,
wait for...
I was like, yeah, this feels
and
like
he looks
Superman
so happy. Like, Henry Cavill, the man, looks like he's like, I got it. I'm Superman.
And I want to hear Nick Cage now just, you know, do the Superman.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be really funny. And honestly, Henry Cavill has been such a good proponent of Warner Brothers and DC. He's played such good ball, and he's been done dirty. And I don't know if he's gonna get his movie. It's like it's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
But another guy who's done plenty for DC, particularly on TV, also was involved with the not so great Green Lantern film, is somebody named Mr. Greg Berlanti, who has basically reported that his script for Booster Gold is ready, and now it's up to WB to decide if they want to make this film. Unless that's been updated, right? That's the latest we've heard about
this? Yeah, that's exactly what the latest that we've heard about this is. It's been a couple of years since we heard that this was maybe in the works.
Right.
And now he's saying it's ready, and it's in development with DC. So that's his most recent quote. It's still in development with DC. I wrote a draft. They're trying to figure out both the distance that we still have to travel and how we want to execute it. How it's going to fit into their greater landscape.
To me, this is the best way to hard, like, introduce a character and soft reboot. So hard introduce, soft reboot, because I've heard rumors of this being, like, a handheld, a found footage situation. And the idea behind that for me would be to have a superhero that's so self-aware, he's like a YouTuber. To have a superhero that basically comes from the future and brings with him, like, almost like Mystery Men NASCAR level
advertising. It was Mystery Men. I mean, Booster Gold is very much like that, or Mr. Terrific, or what was...
Yeah, Mr. No, it wasn't Fantastic, but that guy.
Right.
So you have the branding, you have that flavor, but then you incorporate, like, handheld, and then you... What the difference is between...
Captain Amazing,
yes. So you have a character that feels like you're on the ground floor, and DC hasn't had someone that you feel like you can look eye to eye with yet. So you have a guy that's literally handheld with you the whole time, and then you reset.
Well, he's got Skeet, right?
Right. You've got Blue Beetle. You've got all sorts of, and you can film with 100 different cameras, and that'd be so much fun for DC to have such a different type of film. You go like
Roxy.
You know,
what's your take on this? Do you know anything about the booster?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. More importantly, I'm so all about Berlanti these days that like in Berlanti, I trust. I saw Love, Simon a couple of days ago. It could not have been any better. unbelievable.
That was a really personal film for him, right?
He was the director of it, but it was so strong, so good, and also obviously all of his shows. It's not that I don't trust Ava DuVernay, but I would rather see this property get made. This is something that's been on our radar.
This excites you more than DuVernay New Gods.
I would be really excited for this. And still, I think we're throwing so many things out there, but this had already been thrown out there, mm-hmm. and we were waiting on an update. This isn't a new piece of information. Now we just know where in the process they are for this film.
It's something along the lines that they could also it could be fun, and you can bring it in, and you can have a lot more energy to it and lightheartedness to it. And those jokes that did work in Justice League, you can kind of take that feel right there and move this, and again, start branching it in that direction.
Well, is that because that sort of humor is native to the character?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're not forcing it on. I mean, if you've ever read a Booster Gold comic, it's all funny. It's all tongue-in-cheek. And you don't really need to know anything, right? Because like you said, it's a great entry point.
And that's why I think it's a good take, because this is like one of the first characters that is like a little more underground. Everybody knows Batman, everybody knows Superman, everybody knows Wonder Woman.
He was read, I think, I don't know if it was Action Comics or Superman or whatever, 996. You know, they're moving up to 1,000, and there was a Booster Gold Superman comic, and that's just always great. Like, he's always great to put next to a straight person.
Yeah.
Was Johnny our Booster Gold, or was he our Blue Beetle?
I think Johnny has to be Booster
Gold. He was our Booster Gold.
I think so.
I don't remember. It's been so
long. I remember Booster Gold.
A pompous, and you could do so much with that take on the character. Like, this could be the comedic element, and you get, like, you're a Zac Efron type.
You know who should be Booster Gold? This is going to tie us into another DC story. I don't know the guy's name. Damn it. Who saw Game Night? Did anybody see Game Night?
Yeah.
Okay, so the blonde guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I don't know his name, but you're right. Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
He
was one of my favorite parts of that movie.
I hear it's amazing.
I can't wait to talk about that. Can we just talk about that now?
Game Night?
I'm trying to look up for you who it is.
Well, just about the fact that I'm so excited for Flash now, because I haven't laughed since Deadpool. I can't think of it the last time I laughed as hard in a theater. Name some other movies, guys. What movie has had you crazy laughing in a theater? Like Deadpool? I can't.
Jumanji.
Really?
Jumanji was really funny. God, I was cracking up.
Billy Magnussen? Is that who it is?
Yes.
This is the guy who was just in, what was that other movie? He was amazing. Oh, he was in Black Mirror, too. So, Friends from College, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, American Crime Story. He's so good.
He looks like Booster Gold, and he's basically playing that role in Game Night. So,
Ingrid Goes West, that's what he was in, so good.
Oh, you love that movie.
Yeah, he was so good.
Oh, he was fantastic.
So, creepy.
Yeah.
So I think The Flash is in really good hands because of this movie. Like,
this week.
As far as I know, I think it's official with these guys. Like, I think that's moving forward.
Things are official until they're unofficial.
Listen, I'm choosing to be positive.
You can have 3 weeks left in production and get kicked off of it. So
what are you talking about? That's never happened before.
You know?
I am believing in. I'm back. I'm fresh. I'm trying to be positive.
I like the positive.
If I do this for a couple of weeks, I'll be back in the negative place. But right for now,
today is a good day to be positive.
I feel tremendous about it. I feel tremendous about it. Game Night is so funny. I mean, I just was dying
and suspenseful,
laughing.
Which is important for a super. Like, they know how to direct and comedy.
No, there was real action in it. Yeah. And then there were parts where I felt my audience wasn't laughing because they were so tired from laughing on the previous bit. Which is great.
Yeah,
that's strong.
And I honestly don't care if they keep Ezra or not. Like, whatever they decide to do, I'm on board with. Don't care. Literally don't care.
I like Ezra.
If they want to completely wipe the slate because they don't
Grant
want to build
Gustin,
on it, they have my permission. That's all I'm saying.
All right. What we got?
Okay, so... in addition to all the other films we've talked about... there's also a new Joker movie that really does feel like it might happen. This is a Todd Phillips directed film. There's been talk of, I don't know, Scorsese's
producing.
What does that mean? The guy's making The Irishman.
I think that's name alone.
It's not like Scorsese saying, you really got to do the run of Batman 324 when the Joker had just killed Rob and Jason Todd. I don't know. But here's an actor that we're going to look at his audition tape. Some people have seen this going around.
He's a very, very successful actor.
Very exciting.
Very famous. I know exactly where he's from.
He's from America. He's very proud. Okay, let's watch Tommy Wiseau's Joker audition. I've never seen it, by the way.
This is unbelievable.
Let me introduce you to the new Joker.
Shout out to Nerdist, who put me in this video.
He's already going before they've even cracked the slate.
It doesn't kill you, make you stranger.
Oh, my God.
That is disturbing.
It really is.
I can't breathe.
Joker.
Joker.
We killed the Batman. Oh, have you ever danced with a devil in the pale moonlight?
That was the subtlety of the character.
No. Oh, the nuance is there.
Oh, it is.
This is a joker. I wouldn't
want to go like the devil.
I'm not the monster. No, I'm just the head of the curve.
Imagine running into this guy on the street.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if the
You can see this guy on Hollywood Boulevard right now.
All the time.
Wow.
Actually him.
In front of the Chinese theater.
Why so serious? Why so serious?
So is this dialogue from the Tim Burton film?
All of it. Yeah, it's Joker dialogue. Because there's some Mark Hamill in here, too.
Oh, really?
It's like all the classic.
Is there any 60s Batman?
Ooh, no, I don't think so.
Action. Bang.
The timing was off on that, but they can work on that.
I mean, that's...
I need him. Where is he? Where is that
Yeah, this was great.
Like, it goes on for quite a bit. So.
Oh, it's almost to the punchline. We're
Batman,
almost... Here's the punchline strong.
I need Batman. Where is he?
Batman.
Oh, there's the punchline. The other guy from the room. As
right.
Batman.
Oh, man, it's Martin. I'm Batman.
Why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. I need you. Why should I kill you? Why? Why should I kill you?
It's so over the top and just glorious.
I think he's actually amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's still less than Cesar Romero did.
Yeah, true.
You'll be in a pirate suit forever. Maybe we can share one. Madness. It's like gravity. You need just a little push. And you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Oh, you. Yeah. Hey, this is Tommy again. Check the Nerdist.com. Have fun with Disaster Artists. What about that? And guess what? I will see you at the screen of the room. Have fun. Thank you. Enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Oh, God.
It's just, it's great.
Enjoy life.
Scares me.
Enjoy life.
He's taught us.
Enjoy life.
I mean, and that guy is enjoying life. So that was, I'm glad I didn't watch that till just now. That was really a lot of fun.
I watched it this morning when I got the link. I was tripping out, dude.
I think he's castable.
Absolutely. We have another video we're going to watch.
In an actual DC movie? I don't know.
I think The Flash should eat him up and cast him on as a one-off villain.
Oh, I'd love that.
You think who should?
The Flash.
Speaking of which... Let's watch this next video.
Can your magic tell me why I've lost my powers?
So we have a...
Very whimsical speak.
Dr. Fate?
It looks like your connection to the Speed Force...
Nice voice of Dr. Fate.
Yeah. Speed Force? The Reverse Flash said something about that, but I have no idea what he meant. What's the Speed Force?
I haven't watched this yet.
A mysterious energy that grants the ability
to... So is this a special that's going
to
be on, or is this
Yeah, this is a DC superheroes, The Flash... That was a total special. You see, there was
this lightning. And where does this go up? Does this go up on Netflix or?
It's going to be living on DC. I wonder.
Is it going
to
be on the DC streaming?
I don't know.
Wait, that's going to be coming soon because Titans is premiering this year.
Yeah,
right?
Titans is the.
So this says it's going to be available now on. Oh, it's available now on digital and March 13th on Blu-ray. The Flash superhero.
Okay, so it's just kind of like a one-up.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Get away.
There you go.
Those are going to be fun.
Those are always fun.
Yeah. Why not?
I like the video games very much too. I like the Marvel ones, the DC ones, the Batman ones.
I'm buying a PS4 for the Spider-Man game. That Spider-Man game looks like...
I bought my PS4 for the Arkham games.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting very patiently for that Spider-Man.
It looks such a patient dude.
I've been an Xbox my whole life. I'm going to buy a PS4.
Yeah.
When that comes out.
I haven't gamed since PS2. Oh. So I've been away for long enough that I'm coming back for this and it looks great. And I'm going to get Arkham while I'm diving into this world again.
Oh, Arkham. I just played Arkham Origins for the first time.
Yeah.
So much fun. So much fun. Okay, so moving on. The Flash, which we just mentioned, is going to be heading to Canada potentially. This is why I believe it's really going to happen now.
Yeah.
Because I saw Game Night last night, and I got so excited about these guys making this movie because of the action, because of the humor. And again, it's like, I know people are saying, like, don't do Flashpoint, do this. I'm like, I can't even have an opinion. Like, I'm just hoping that they have the right take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to think at some point, DC's going to make, Warner Brothers is going to make the right pivot.
Why do you think that they're filming, set it to film in Vancouver? Do you think it's
tax
a cost
breaks.
Thing? Or do you think it,
yeah.
so
it's
yes,
so
cost?
Much cheaper. Yeah. Cost.
It has nothing to do with the fact that that's where their shows are?
I don't think so. I think that is a coincidence.
Can you imagine, like, if Flashpoint was a crossover between TV and
unless they managed to go bonkers and do the multiverse. But if you were doing, like, the multiverse, you wouldn't... If in that theory, like, you wouldn't have multiple Barry Allens that don't look the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you were going to do the different Earths and crossover with Grant Gustin somehow, then, like, you would need a different name.
You'd need to call Ezra Wally West like he acts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
The actor who plays Wally West was in Love, Simon, and was so baller.
Oh, that's great. That's cool.
So good, yeah.
But, like, I think
Berlanti put him in.
If you start calling one Barry and one Wally as they act, then that'd be a really cool way to have both involved, and then you have your multiple worlds, and then that's the way, if I long-term would shape an Avengers-like team-up, I'd lead it to an Elseworlds situation where that all could happen.
I think the problem, Coy, is that the way that a lot of the DC characters are older than the Marvel characters.
Yeah.
The Marvel characters were written in response to the DC characters, and the problem with some of the DC characters is that it's a lot of white, square-jawed, stand-up,
this
boring.
Is good. That is bad.
So, you know, obviously Marvel figured that out with Captain America.
Yeah.
But that's why I think you make a Barry Allen that seems more like a Wally West, because Wally West is a more recent incarnation. It's like written to have some personality and some humor, and you have to do that. You have to mix these characters up. That's also part of the reason. Who was the famous, was it Morrison that was talking smack about DC, why they're having such a hard time? Was it Grant Morrison?
It might have been. He does talk a fair amount of.
Grant Morrison. and he was just saying, like, because they're gods, because it's harder, they're less human. And
yeah,
it's harder
to identify
make
with them. I think I read that. Yeah, I think I read that.
Right, so that is
a lot of people have said that today.
Yeah, it's a little bit of the heavy lifting I think DC has to do with their characters.
That's why I think Booster Gold's such a special thing you can do, because it is not only an underdog, it's an eye-to-eye character.
Is that a Dan Jurgens creation? Who created Booster Gold?
It's that era. It's his time.
Check me out on that. Who created Booster
80%
Gold?
80% sure.
I
Dan Jurgens.
Somebody else was also mentioning the Tom King run on Mr. Miracle.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, Tom King, man. Like,
so that, and I'm reading Mr. Miracle right now, and I have not read a lot of, like, New God stuff, but the Mr. Miracle book right now is awesome.
Have you read his Vision book?
That's he was the guy to Division?
Yeah,
That's why they're so similar.
That's why I didn't even know. That's why when you're reading, you're like, but that's how I found.
I'm so stupid. Yes, I did read Division, and I'm reading Mr. Miracle, and they are very similar in a good way.
Yeah.
Dan Jurgens, who wrote Superman, wrote Death of Superman, is still writing Superman. He came up with Booster Gold. That's exciting. What about Lex Luthor? Jesse Eisenberg has been talking a little bit about his future as Lex, and his tone seems to have changed. Like, now he's saying the stuff like, it's the most fun character he's ever
played. Yeah. Because a lot of people, like, there were rumors that a lot of his scenes had been cut, but he was saying, no, actually, things were added. Which I appreciate whenever an actor is like, that's actually not the case. And that he wants to reprise his role. He says, I hope so. I mean, I have no idea if this is the truth. I love playing the character, probably in terms of movie acting. It's the most enjoyable character I've ever had the opportunity to play. So I'd love to do it again, but I don't know what their slate is.
I will say, his one little bit in Justice League, I thought was miles ahead of what he did in BVS. I did not like.
I think he's so good.
BVS, but I loved,
agree with you, BC, 100%.
Yeah, I love just that one
that
little bit
one
of interaction.
Yeah,
I was just like, man, okay, this feels like Lex Luthor.
Speaking
now
of that scene, there, as I said, were rumors that a lot of the scenes were cut, and that's all that was left. He said, "Quote, no, actually, on the contrary, they added some stuff." So. There's that.
I'm with Charles Lee in the live chat.
How could he have
Michael
what was
Rosenbaum
there to add? He was in one scene. Like, what possibly?
Well, maybe there was no scene.
Maybe there was no scene. But the rumors that originally Deathstroke was breaking him out of jail, I guess they were saying that is not true.
Well, he kind of did technically. I mean, I think he had some help. Like, I think the scene was set up to say he had some kind of hand in him getting out.
Oh,
of jail.
Yeah, yeah, no,
like,
but the scene especially that was shot, they're saying they didn't shoot that.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. Like that was there were rumors that part was shot, which wouldn't make sense because Deathstroke clearly is taking the boat to meet him at the boat. Anyway, sorry, spoilers for Justice League, which arrives on home video March 27th. Is it? I believe it's on digital right now. But yes, Justice League will
I talked to Mike, and he like drove to the edge of the earth to pick something up for this Blu-ray the other day. Like,
oh, so did he get an early release of the Blu-ray?
I don't know, but he drove like 2 hours away to find
what?
Something.
So maybe he got an early?
I don't know. I can't say for sure, but he drove very, very far.
Quick little pop over to Nevada just to pick up BBS early?
yeah, it was bizarre. He's like, sorry, I just got back from the ass far away. I'm trying to see what the actual date is. I know it's in the coming week.
It would be Tuesday.
Whichever probably. Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, because they're released.
The live chat's saying March 17th.
March 17th. So it's out now.
Saturday.
No, that's in 2 days.
That's so weird.
That'd be really weird.
St. Patrick's Day? What? I'm very confused.
A Jameson and a Justice League.
There you go. Might as well.
I don't know. So there's lots of Blu-ray stuff. Have you guys read anything about it? I don't know too much about what's on the Blu-ray release.
I'm excited to get it. That's about it.
Except that it's not getting a Snyder cut. People need to calm down. And
I still did expect some kind of extended cut, but not a Snyder cut.
Blade Runner. Ten years. We'll get it. I think we'll get it once they double dip. I think later on we'll get a double dip with some sort of.
Not like a BVS double dip. Talk about Batman, the Chinese animated movie, which I don't even know what that means.
Talked about that a lot of times.
Batman Ninja?
Yeah, I think that's
Ninjas are Japanese.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah. Like, there's differences amongst your Asians, dude.
All right, move on. Adam, we have so much to talk about. Barrel through.
Just saying. Chinese Batman movie, whatever. A lot of stuff gets animated in Korea, but you didn't know that either. That's just where they have the artists that work cheaper. Zack Snyder dropped an additional deleted image from Justice League, as he is wont to do recently. Very dark. Apparently, this is in front of Kal-El's coffin, and you have Wonder Woman in some really clever outerwear. You guys can't see it too well. I don't know if you could see it on the screen there better, but you have the whole crew here. So what do you guys think of Zack Snyder just kind of like surreptitiously dropping these little images of deleted parts of I've not checked my sources, but yes, I would say 100% it was on
Vero. It's just so interesting how involved he still seems to be, and like how much he still cares about the property.
I'm not saying involved
like DC's involved with him. I'm saying involved, like he just like wants to be part of it still, and it's kind of cute.
It'd be cool to be a guy who couldn't finish the movie because of horrible circumstances to have fans rally up and cry your name. Like, how cool would it be to be like, your name's Snyder and everybody's yelling about Snyder Cut every day? There are pickets. Like, imagine someone picketing for something you did. Like, it'd be awesome.
Story
of
my life, bro.
BC, I'm so embarrassed that when I had the chance the weekend of Justice League released, I ran into Zack Snyder at a Korean barbecue shop with Deborah Snyder, and I went up to them not knowing what the hell to say as the host of DC Movie News. And what I said was, hey, I saw it twice. I like it. I host DC Movie News. Have a good dinner. I don't know what to say. Now, in hindsight, I should have been like, that shit sucked. You should have, where's the U-cut?
Where's the U-cut?
What are they going to release the U-cut? But I did not know what to say, but what a weird thing.
Yeah, that's not the best way to go up to Zach.
It's fine.
I should have said FX Movie Download and my co-host introduce you. And see. I'm like, I do podcasting movies.
I talk Batman. I've met him like two or three times at various things, and I always lean into like, hey, what you did with Batman, I really respect, blah blah blah. And I always try to like get him to like drop any hints about where he was going. I'm always like trying to be like, by the way, what was deleted stuff? If I say good things about this, was there more? Never. It hasn't happened yet. But I think that his Snyder Cut could have been really special. And I think it's funny he's still on Twitter being like, hey, you want to see more friends
so
of this?
Weird. But you know who was talking? You know, it seemed for a while that Zack Snyder was the architect of the DC universe, and it didn't quite work out. But as it was developing, these talks about Flashpoint and all this stuff were in the works, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan has gone on the record and saying that, like, yeah, he, even before any of this happened, excuse me, I want to take you back, during Watchmen, he talked about wanting to be Batman.
I can give you the direct quote. He says, quote, look, I'm not going to lie. Zack Snyder and I talked about doing Batman together when we did Watchmen. I think it was both he and I's favorite character and favorite story. Then he later on went to say, and what I know about the Flashpoint Batman is, you know, for me, I think he is not only the darkest of the Batman, but the coolest. And I love his whole storyline and who he is and the tortured soul of it all.
My thing about the quote from Watchmen, it's just like, back on Watchmen, you know, I talked about wanting to be Batman. A lot of people probably talk about wanting to be Batman. I mean, you know,
but,
like, that's
but BC,
not...
do you think that there's a chance? Because the reason I was excited for BVS more than anything was the fights between the comedian in Watchmen. I thought that encapsulated what a Batman energy. Do you think...
And now to see him as Thomas Wayne and the possibility of maybe doing a Flashpoint that involves that, yeah, that could be really cool. I think that could really be awesome way to show us another Batman while we attempt to figure out what we're doing with the Batman. But at the same time, we don't know where the Flashpoint movie is going or what's going to happen with it.
I would go out on a limb, and I wonder if this. I wonder if Jeffrey Dean Morgan wasn't Zach's choice to play Bruce Wayne. Yeah. You know, because, and I could totally see Warner Brothers being like, yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
No way.
We're getting Ben freaking Affleck because we're going to get a huge movie star to be our Batman. Yeah. I bet that's what happened. And I got to say, I think I would have preferred Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, I
love
Batfleck,
but Jeffrey Dean Morgan is very talented.
Also could disappear more.
Yeah, we still might see it, though. When asked if he was actually going to get to suit up, he said, we'll see. I mean, look, DC is DC, and they'll figure out what they're going to do next. Is that so true? But I'm highly aware of the character. I will say that. I'm highly aware of the character, and I would probably be a thrill of a lifetime to put on that bat suit.
You know, we get so mad at actors when in the DC universe when they're like, well, I don't really know what to like. Because I believe Jesse Eisenberg said he doesn't know what the history or the future for Lex Luthor is either in that art story. And people kind of lash onto that. But at the same time, Marvel does that too. Like, look at Falcon. He didn't know he was going to be in Avengers till like the week before. There was a point where he's like, I want to be in Avengers. I don't know if I'm going to be there. Like, I hope they call me.
Or he did and he couldn't share with us.
Right.
True.
Well, it's best to keep those guys.
Yeah.
Now people are telling me Zach chose Ben Affleck. Look it up. I love Ben Affleck. Sorry, guys. I got excited for a second. I still think Jeffrey Dean Morgan would have been a great Bruce Wayne. Sorry. I'm going to say it. Obviously, the Ben Affleck thing hasn't worked out great for everybody. What else did we have to talk about in the world of movies this week? Just about getting back to that Joker film, that there is talk that, yes, what a lot of us kind of predicted was that this will be a failed comedian in the origin story, much like we've seen in Alan Moore's, Killing Joke. Killing Joke is where we see the Red Hood gang origin, and I mean that would make sense. What do you guys think about that?
This movie really confuses me because it's like, okay, is it our Joker? Is it another Joker? Is it an Elseworld? Is it like the Venom film where you have the most iconic villain of a guy and you don't have his hero there to go with him? What is going on with this?
Spider's
gonna
appear on its own.
I think if they're gonna do this movie though, this is the way to do it.
Yeah,
if they're gonna do it, I think this is how. So
I think Joaquin Phoenix is a great choice as a Joker. I think that anyone that takes a year of their life to go pretend to be someone for a role is definitely a guy that would be willing to make some crazy. To me, he reads the most Joker of the names we got in the most recent running. For me, Heath Ledger's Joker and Mark Hamill's Joker are the Jokers. Like, for me, that is so staunchly who I think. So I need someone that's so removed from that so I can see it as different. I need someone that is actually like Joaquin Phoenix.
See, and I was really excited about Jared Leto's Joker, but I'm in the side that likes Jared Leto's Joker.
Too.
But I was thinking he was going to be a complete psychopath, out of left field Joker, and he's kind of a all of them combined to a point. Like, he was kind of the gangster of Jack along with the anarchist of Heath, kind of combined into one. So if we're going to get something completely different here, I agree. I think Joaquin's
like
a good
point. I'd like to see something totally removed and deranged.
But does this involve Batman? That's where my question is because in every
does
iteration.
Does it involve Batman? Yeah.
Somehow they got to work together.
Not until at least the last moment of the last scene. There's no way. Because we're not bringing in a separate Batman movie.
A new other Batman.
It's just a weird thing to do a film, a comic book movie, about a villain that is always a villain and is one of the worst villains. This is not going to be like...
Daredevil. Like, we're not doing...
Every character is the hero of their own story, but still, he's a bad guy. So I wonder... Does his comeuppance come at the end of this film, or is it just born to be bad?
If you could do it like Scarface. You know, like Scarface was
killed at the end.
Yeah, yeah, he's the bad guy and he dies at the end. But if you kill the Joker at the end of this movie, then what was the point of
you
it
can't.
Being the Joker?
And is he already, he'd have to already be established as the Joker, but you can't have the origin without Batman because Batman is physically there. Like, for the origin, I consider the Joker's origin.
Again, see, that's...
But what my caveat, and I'm only saying this to play devil's advocate, is not actually what I want. Kingpin show, I'd watch. Kingpin, I'd watch that show. So if they can give me something of that caliber where the Kingpin was as interesting as Daredevil in the Daredevil show, then if you can give me a Joker that can operate without it, maybe. Yeah.
But I don't feel Kingpin has to have Daredevil to be a villain. Kingpin can just go.
He's also got Spider-Man, he's got Punisher. Yeah,
and not only that, he has crime. He could just go, but the Joker is the Joker because of Batman.
Right. It's like they're two sides of a coin.
Yeah. So how do you do that without one or the other?
I don't understand. I would love to just even like touch the first five pages of the script. I'd love to just acknowledge what this could be because I can't see it. But Joaquin has me in. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what, Joaquin Phoenix Joker, here's $20.
And Todd Phillips, too. I mean, like, there's a lot of interest in this film. I just have no idea what it can be. And so, yeah, much like the Venom film, I'm like, I'm interested, I guess.
See, and that's the thing. The Venom film, I was like, you can't do Venom without Spider. Oh, wait, you got Tom Hardy. Oh, wait, you got this.
I'm there.
Oh, you got Michelle Williams. So you're,
and I love that teaser.
And so now I did, too. I know a lot of people didn't, but I did.
And teaser. You're looking at this now, you're going, okay, well, you got Joaquin Phoenix. So maybe you got me interested.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah, I go back and forth on that teaser. I think I liked it more than not liked it. I think I'm just still, you know, I'm such a 90s nerd, and I go back to, like, Venom tortured Spider-Man. He's, like, a little bit more powerful than Spider-Man, so it's like, I just don't know how you do it, but side note, I'll come on your show, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about him all day.
But if that's all the news, it's time!
It's time for Axis Drives TV time.
What are you doing, bro?
I don't know where I was hoping that was gonna go. Christmas
time, DC movie news, it's time to talk TV time!
Love it. Probably my favorite part.
How many Marvel movie news themes do you have within your show?
Suck it.
And you guys also have awesome production value in that photo. Yeah, give full credit there.
Suck it hard.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So there's some casting rumors, DC movie TV rumors. You know that's what our show is. For Titans, they might have cast Kern Walters as Jason Todd. This is actually somebody I know from. Embarrassingly enough, but I guess maybe not embarrassingly, Loving Girl Meets World.
Me too, that's what I was gonna say.
It's fine, we've all been there.
But this is the reboot of Boy Meets World?
Yep.
It's not a reboot because
the boy is in there still.
Yeah.
So it's canonical.
It's still Corey Topanga, but they're kids. So anyway, so this is something that may or may not be happening, which I do not really have an opinion about right now because it may or may not be happening. And I have no idea if this kid can play Jason Todd. So there you have that.
So here's my question. So there's a Jason Todd episode of Titans, right? And this was revealed because of the titles of the Titans show came out.
Okay.
And we know that Robin is the lead, and we've seen the pictures.
Dick Grayson.
Robin looks great.
Oh, he looks so
great. But he's Robin.
Yeah.
So my question is that if you have a Jason Todd,
who is he?
Red Hood?
I would assume Red Hood.
But Red Hood's that's too young. Like, Red Hood needs to have died and come back.
True.
And Red Hood has a lot of...
Yeah, life.
And maybe he's just... Jason Todd.
Because
just
we're not.
Maybe he wears a red hoodie.
There's no chance that Dick becomes Nightwing in this show, right? Because at least as far as we know, they're saving that for movies. So
I don't think there's no way. I think he is
Nightwing. I don't even think it's Robin. I think it's
Nightwing. Because Flash is in both universes. Yeah. I think they're just going to keep TV and film separate.
We know that Dick Grayson is Robin, so what could happen?
I think he is Nightwing. I thought they said
he was
Nightwing.
I think he is Nightwing.
The only picture we've seen is him of Robin.
Very clear Robin suit. Yeah. Like he's got the... Like he's Robin. It looks like a great suit.
I think he's... I think that's not what they're calling him, though. Let's see.
I would check your facts on this one.
I will do that.
I just, I don't know much about the kid other than like his two episode arc on Girl Meets World. You know, he was on, and it was just two episodes, so I don't know much about him. So whether or not he can play Jason Todd or what a
it
Jason
looks like
Todd
you're
means.
Right, but there was at some point they were, it's at, when he was originally cast, it was Brenton Thwaites cast as Nightwing in Titans.
Oh, okay, but that so was an old rumor. But now we've seen him as Robin.
So I guess now that we've seen him. But I don't think that there's no way that people can transition. I don't know. I don't know what they do with this character.
It could happen. I mean, because the fact is, if he's Robin and he's not with Batman, and I'm assuming Batman's going to exist in the world of this show, but off camera, maybe there's a thing that happens in the first season where he's like, you're going to be Robin now, you go to Bruce, and I'm going to be Nightwing. They could do that, maybe.
Yeah. Possibly. Possibly.
And they wouldn't show that picture. They would not show us a picture.
They wouldn't advertise Robin without Robin.
So is Jason Todd, was he the second Robin, or was he the third?
Second,
okay.
Yeah, right after Dick Grayson.
And before Tim Drake.
Right.
Okay.
And Tim Drake would work in this chronology if they have that evolution.
Is Tim Drake still around? What's he doing?
And right now, everyone's around. There's like a whole cadre of Robins. Like
Damian's around.
Yeah, Damian.
Hey, Cheryl, what is Tim Drake's character?
I think he's Red Robin right now.
He's Red Robin. Oh, my. Red Robin.
I'm reading DC and it feels so good.
All right. Krypton star Sean Sippos compares his Adam Strange character to the one from the comics. You guys can check this out on comicbook.com. Basically, he was just talking about The way he says, the way that I kind of approach this is the world of Krypton is very militaristic. It's dystopian. But for Adam, I mean, the very nature of Adam Strange is that he is different. He's strange. And when in the comics he goes to Ran, everyone talks about how much life he has in him and that he does things that are different. And he's kind of funny and sort of has levity to him. It's fascinating to him. He goes on and says more. You guys can check this out there if you want. I just like that the Krypton stars are being outspoken. I feel like they have a product that they're actually interested in selling right now, and that Krypton might be a good show.
I'm hopeful. I guess the Adam Strange character is going to serve to kind of bridge the gap between like the you know, people at home watching, like, he exists in our world, mm-hmm. and then he's taking us into this weird Krypton universe.
Yeah.
I'm excited to give it a try. I'll always give any superhero show a try. I'm in. So I know a lot of people that are hating on it. I don't understand why people are like, we know what happens. Krypton explodes. Well, yeah, but
yeah.
Enjoy the
That's how I feel about story. Every war movie that's ever been.
Yeah, like I know what happened at Dunkirk.
I feel like this is just like we amazing. Were talking about with like Venom without Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be the most amazing thing in the world, yeah. but or I can't not. See what it's going to be yet. Right. So I'm open to it, but I'm generally not a fan of this prequel stuff. I've fallen off Gotham. Like,
okay, you know. Moving on, still on Krypton, there is this thing that is not confusing at all. and if you go to fanofsteel.sci-fi.com, Krypton is doing a Fan of Steel live trivia challenge. The next game starts in 45 minutes and 41 seconds, and you can come here every night to play. It started March 12th, and they're doing it for 10 nights. It's 10 nights of Superman trivia, 10 times to win cash and prizes. If you are a big Fan of Steel, then go to the site and check it out. Maybe you'll win something. If you do this, let us know how it goes, because I'm still confused.
It sounds like HQ for Superman.
Yeah, kind of.
And then it's just going to be like this moment, everybody jumps on, and then there's enough Superman
history. There'll be like a live person. Yeah, totally. Speaking of earlier, Linda Carter. Can you say speaking of when you were talking about somebody 35 minutes ago? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Linda Carter is finally getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's happening on April 3rd, and I couldn't be more excited for her. Because why the heck not?
In the last, like, 2 weeks when they announced Mark Hamill, and now this one, I'm like,
how
why did they not have one?
How did it wait so long? How did you wait possibly so long? There was some unfortunate news that came out about Linda Carter as well this week. She talked a little bit about her hashtag MeToo story and her sexual harassment on the set of Wonder Woman, not revealing names, saying that they had already faced their punishment and whatnot. But you guys can look into that and check it out as well. It's just so crazy how long this has been going on for.
It's crazy that you hear that news and it's like not shocking.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that it's getting addressed finally, but it does suck that it's at the point now they're like, oh, great, another one.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. I completely agree. Moving on to Gotham. You guys know that I have gotten back on board with this show.
Good.
I'm excited for you.
It sucked this last episode, though.
Yep.
And so tonight's episode, I don't know. But clearly people are watching it because they're talking about the future of it, and it does seem like it might be coming back. That being said, they don't know exactly where. The quote is, we asked a lot of it this year, moving it to Thursday nights, and I thought it did a pretty good job of opening up that night for us. I feel like Gotham should have a place in our schedule, purely be a matter of scheduling, though, because Thursday is not available in the fall, so where do we use it? Hopefully there's more years of Gotham.
So it's not crushing it in ratings right now.
It seems like it's doing a fine job, but obviously not good enough to keep it there.
I mean, at the same time, ratings is it's outdated now because I watch everything on Hulu, you know,
right.
The day after or whatnot. But I will say with Gotham, I've watched all the way through. I've never stopped watching.
Me too.
And there's times that I hate it and I'm like, this is absolute garbage. And then there's genius in the show.
Genius.
That I'm like, okay, I see what you can pull more of this. Like another new Poison Ivy is again.
Oh, is just, that a thing that's happening?
It's so weird.
Third Poison Ivy.
And now she's just making out with everybody. Okay. And like just breathing. And then like people are dying. And scratching Bruce Wayne. Girl. That was fucking so weird.
The second girl, which was the metamorphosis of the first.
Yeah,
girl.
But she was like a child in a hot girl's body. Yeah, and she was hilarious. Yes, it was. And now she's just a.
It's so weird. She's but it's gone? The girl, yeah, it's Golden gone. Glider, who was on Flash, is the actress. And she's a great actress. But it's like, why all of a sudden are you Poison Ivy? I'm confused.
I also want to point out that Ivan Soto said, and a couple people said this in the chat world, that Krypton, the series, is not being called a prequel. The timeline is going to change right away, a la new Star Trek, so Krypton might not even explode. So I guess what they're saying is...
You don't know what's going to happen.
That's interesting.
I didn't know that.
That is interesting.
So you're saying Superman's going to be a regular cast member on it? I don't know.
No, that's not what's happening. That is so not what's happening.
Most important news of the week is what's on your screen right now.
Right now? You love this?
Someone's saying Gotham is doing better than half the Arrowverse ratings. Yeah, but it's different.
It's CW what I get excited about. So here's what I get excited about, this kind of stuff. Kevin Smith, by the way, I hope he's doing well. I feel like that came and went so quickly with his heart attack.
Well, he was back doing podcasts.
I know.
From what I've seen, he's doing a lot better. He's done a lot of, hey guys, here, I'm feeling well, I'm feeling better. I think he's out of the hospital.
Oh, he's been out of the hospital. Yeah, he did a State of the Union from the hospital and then left an hour later. So he's doing, and he's eating vegetarian, watching his diet. He fit in his dogma coat. On Instagram, he put on his dogma coat from 1999. He only weighs 5 pounds more than he did in 99. Kevin Smith, we love you.
We do love you. And this is what he had to say this week. He said, I guess I can spoil it here. At one point, I did my first episode of Flash and they asked Jason Mewes to be in the episode. He was up in Vancouver. So I was like, he's always by my side. So he'll be there anyway. Absolutely. So you guys remember that Jason Mewes had that little tiny role in that episode. But now this time coming back around. So this time around, there's a scene that had two security guards in it. And so the writers of the episode asked me specifically, were wondering, do you think you and Jay would want to play the security guards? What's cool about this, though, is people are trying to say that it's a Jay and Silent Bob reunion because he goes on to say that Jay actually speaks and he doesn't. So in a way, it is Jay and Silent Bob.
Snoogans.
That's dope. That's dope as hell.
I love it so much.
I like that.
Ivan Soto is saying that Mongol is going to be on Krypton, specifically to you and I. That's going to get us excited.
We're excited about Mongol.
Yeah, Mongol's badass.
Mongol's great. So
now are you guys in?
I agree, Ivan Soto. That's exciting. Not exciting. Jay and Silent Bob being on.
Then the same guy said, who are they? Oh, who are they? Referring to Jay and Silent Bob?
What? Okay, oh, sir. God. You put on Clerks, then you put on Mallrats, then you get back to us, then you put on Dogma, Chasing Amy, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Like
Clerks 2.
Just everything. Change
Dogma Girl.
I love Rats Guy.
So we don't have time left to talk about the rest of these shows, but know that there was an episode of Flash, Arrow, Legend of Tomorrow, iZombie, Lucifer, Gotham, and Black Lightning this week. Ooh. We are in full swing, guys. Some of these shows are awesome. Some of them are not.
I loved this week's Arrow.
What should I catch up on right now?
Last week's Arrow, because tonight is Arrow.
Yeah, I loved the fact that we got back.
Arrow last week was the first time I was like, yep, I'm in again. Holy crap, that episode was amazing.
So good.
Amazing. Having Roy there.
Yes. That's what makes me so... But then they're like, how many can I skip between... And Speedy in the costume?
Skip them all.
When Deathstroke was on, was it Deathstroke that was on? Right.
Season 3?
No, this year.
No, this season.
Oh, this year.
So that was the last thing I saw was the Deathstroke episode. So I'm like 8 or 9 behind on Arrow. Do I have to watch them all to catch up?
I would just start watching last week's.
Okay.
Last week's
And
so
now what
good.
About, I'm so a couple good. Behind on Flash, but I've been liking Flash.
Flash was really interesting this week, actually.
Yeah. I liked Iris Speedster.
Iris Speedster was really cool. And last week with the cycle episode, what do you
almost
call
like
that?
Almost like a bottle episode,
but there was so much money to be a bottle episode.
Absolutely.
With all the effects.
But that was dope as hell.
That was good. Lucifer is killing it. iZombie came back stronger than ever. Now with what's going on in Seattle, has gone crazy.
So what about Legends? I'm a couple behind on Legends, but I've been overall
Legends might be the best
it.
DC show on air right
I agree.
Now. Okay. It's so good.
So I'm watching Flash and Legends
this week. Chemistry
Black Lightning's
on that
amazing
cast.
Too.
Yeah.
Black Lightning is good too.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Routh, man. Like, I'm so glad he got that.
I was really worried when they started taking, Firestorm away and certain characters. I'm like, I don't know. This is going to hurt. But it's still bringing in.
I love that they do that. Like, you think, like, it's going to be Hawkman and Hawkgirl, and then they're gone, and this one's gone. Like,
yeah.
Well, I was fine with Hawkman and
now,
Hawkgirl.
And now we have Wally West on Legends,
I love Wally
which
on
is
there.
Awesome, and it's the right place for him to be.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool. Constantine is coming back also. So that will be great. And that's all I can say about DC TV.
All right. Well, the chat room agrees. Everybody seems pretty much big fans of Legends right now, so which, good. Again, I just feel like it's also a good show to jump in and out of just yes. because the more anthology
you don't have to watch any episodes.
It's all about like the chemistry of the cast is what makes it so good together.
It feels like annuals. It always feels like an individual thing you can one off and dive back in. And I like that.
Like season one.
Did you get that last Swamp Thing annual?
Oh, my God.
That just came out.
Incredible.
The final Len Wein story and everything. And also Tom King.
Tom King is everywhere. That's why I read it. I read because Tom King. Dude, Swamp Thing was so good.
You guys just
like
brought it full circle so hard.
We did.
Full
we did.
Tom King.
You know,
all right. Is there anything else we need to talk about this week? You've been patient. You got to go somewhere, huh? You've been trying to get
No, no. I feel bad for Anthony. We ran a half hour over.
Anthony can suck it. No, I'm just kidding, Anthony. I'm kidding, Anthony. You don't need to suck anything.
Can I say, DC movie fans, you guys out there, I'm loving the world of DC, and I don't get to talk about it enough. So Twitter and Instagram, please, because I am a Marvel show, so it's a very isolated thing when I'm talking Batman by myself.
That's another thing I love about the DC TV shows. They bring up Marvel shows and movies and Marvel characters so much on the Arrow universe that it's like, they're trying to, look, guys, we can all get along.
Let's get along. I love this.
Also, there's like 9 comic book references in Game Night. Too. Like,
oh, yes.
Some guy's called Logan.
They
I mean, you can tell these guys are
comic fans.
Okay, Koi, tell people, did you tell them where to find you?
Find me at CoyJandreau on Twitter and Instagram, and I just reviewed all of Tom King's Batman on Instagram, so let's talk about it.
Guys, you can find me at Roxy Stryer. Also on Fridays, go over to Only Stupid Answers for our show that talks about all of the different superhero TV shows, both Marvel and DC. Again, bridging that gap, and that's where I'll really go into my thoughts on every single frickin' TV show that there is right now on air that's superhero related.
And the jackass from Jersey himself?
Well, I'm actually living in Texas. I live in Dallas. I was born in Seaside.
You're the worst Jersey superhero.
But see me defend my ETCW World Heavyweight Championship at ETCW on March 31st, as well as at MPX Wrestling every Saturday night. My podcast, It Is What It Is with the Jackass, every Thursday on Cinelinks.com. And you find me on all social media at RealJackassBC, R-E-L-J-A-C-K-A-S-S-B-C.
Hey guys, I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler. I can't wait to tell you what I've been working on. But until then, let's just talk about nerdy comic book stuff. And we'll see you next time on DC Movie News.
That was dope.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.